Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Thursday, the 14th of May, 2020. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Dave Hamilton. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Kelly. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here. And I think you're looking forward to our topic today, as is our other guest, Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Yes. Hello. Yeah, we're ready to rock.
Well, indeed.
Rock we will.
Exactly.
Charlotte's especially excited about this because she's been apparently composing a new theme for TDO in the new version of Logic, which is what we're here to talk about today. And the two of you are regular Logic users, so I wanted to find out from the two of you what there is in this update and what people need to know about it. So Charlotte, you wrote the piece up for us at MacObserver.com when the update went live. So what can you tell us?
Yeah, so I think the first thing to know, this is Logic Pro 10.5. If you listen to the Apple Context Machine episode that Brian posted yesterday, you'll hear him and I dispute that I think it's Logic Pro X. Apparently it's Logic Pro 10.5. That is the version we're talking about.
Yes.
It's brand new. Right.
And 10.5, I'm going to let you finish, but I want to make sure everybody knows that 10.5 is the 28th free update since Logic Pro 10 was released in 2013.
Okay. This is a good point.
It's a very good point.
It's free. Everything you hear about is free. It's a free update. Right.
It's a free update, and it's significant. This is not, we rebuilt the software, so you have to pay for it again. Which, arguably, with this update, Apple could have justified. Because there's some new things here. The first thing that I think a lot of people have noticed is that live loops, which people may be used to from GarageBand. Mm-hmm. Sorry, how am I meant to say GarageBand? I can't do the accent.
No, it's okay.
But that was well done.
Yeah. You nailed
Thank
it.
You. Yeah. So, yeah, the live loops feature is now in Logic Pro 10, which is pretty significant. It's interesting to me that they brought something from the free software into the pro software. Mm-hmm. They've made it better. They've really spruced it up. But it allows you to play loops of music and edit loops of music and sequence loops of music on the go. And it's kind of a Ableton-like feature, would you say, Dave? Is that fair?
I would go further and say, you know, this is Apple's way of saying, without saying, Ableton, eat your heart out. Yeah. It has that same interface with blocks and all of that, and you can use up to five iOS devices, iPhones or iPads, to be control surfaces for this.
Yes, and then I want to come on to that because this is very cool.
Yeah, but then you can also use all of the Novation launch pads, right? Like the Novation launch pad will work with live loops in this way too. And you can add a bunch of those to your computer, just like you might have had with Ableton Live. So yeah.
So yeah, as Dave was describing, it's a block-like feature. They call them cells, I think, in Logic, and you can either record or use pre-recorded blocks of music, sequences of music, and they will run until you tell them to stop. Say a drum beat is an obvious one. Mm-hmm. Use a drum machine, and yeah, it kind of is the easy way to get a track up and running, a song up and running, and it's a really nice addition. We've never really had this before. You could always loop things in Logic. You could drag across the top and create a loop over a certain time period, but this loop is just continuous. So creating electronic music, that's a really important way to start. They've also given the sampler and the quick sampler a bit of a spruce up as well, which is really nice. They've kept the kind of classic EXS24 plugin, but there's a new design. One thing I really like is the quick sampler. You can literally turn almost any sound into a sample that you'll use in your songs. In your music, your recording. So, and you can take that stuff that's already in Logic, you can audio files that are in the Finder, even voice memos that you might have recorded, and you can actually also now record directly into the quick sampler, which I think is pretty cool as well.
So I'd like to dig a little deeper into a few of those things. The live loops thing you described, I think you did described it very well for folks. What's cool is that everything that we're talking about here is still existing and fully integrated into Logic, right? So all the stuff that Logic could already do, recording tracks, multiple takes of things, you know, all of that stuff that Logic as a DAW, the digital audio workstation, can do is
fine editing
still there. Effects. And right, but you could take your live loops and record yourself playing them, even doing multiple takes of the way you're bringing your live loops together. You can pull the new Remix FX plugin in and tweak and affect your live loops in any way you want. And then when you're finished doing that, you have a timeline of what you just played, assuming you hit record before you did it. If you were just messing around, well, then you don't have that. But always hit record, because, you know, disk space is cheap, especially when you're just recording what you're doing with your live loops. But then you've got that, and you can, you know, if you like one of your takes better than the other, you can move your takes in, or you can make a comp of multiple takes. Or if you like all of your takes, you can explode them out into tracks, just like you can recording drums or guitars or anything else that you would record into Logic. So it's not like live loops or any of the other things we're talking about are these separate elements that are detached. They are fully integrated into Logic. And that's where, to me, it was like, oh, wait a minute. Like, this is the DAW I already know. And yet here's this cool thing that's fully immersed in it.
I totally agree with that, because the nice thing, once you've done the update, which actually didn't take very long considering there's some quite major...
Agreed, yeah.
I thought this was going to be quite a big update that I had to do. It didn't take very long at all. And you open it up and it kind of looks like the Logic, exactly as you're saying, that you've always been used to. And then you start mooching around and looking for these new tools, and you find them and you're like, oh, they're there as well as all the stuff I already do with my Logic. And right. The workflow I already use. And I think that's a really clever way of doing it. They haven't done an update and you go, whoa, what is this new software? What have they done to the thing I've been using for 5 years and made all my...
Which was the Logic 10 release, right? Like, wasn't that sort of
correct?
What happened at that point was everybody went, I can't even anymore because everything I'm trying to do is failing. Yeah.
7 years ago or whatever it was. Yeah, that's absolutely what happened. That's right. But yeah, no, this
doesn't feel like that.
That's good.
No, in fact, I updated my machine in the studio to Logic Pro 10 10.5, and I would like, it seems crazy to me that I have done that already, right? Like, I mean, I updated other machines first to make sure, but I was like, no, I think I'm going to be fine. And I've already recorded two podcasts in that new environment. For those of you that have been listening, I moved my podcast. My Logic has essentially become my mixer now for our podcasts when I record. Not this one, because thankfully Kelly's recording it. We hope.
Oh, I was supposed to hit record, wasn't I?
The red button, I said, make sure you have it going. But yeah, it's been fine. There's no difference to my normal workflow. And you know, I know I keep harping on this point, but all the plugins that exist there in Logic and all of that are also accessible to you when you're doing your live loops and you're recording. So if you want to add some reverb, well, you know, Logic's built-in effects are freaking awesome. I've been testing out.
You can really find them, tune them to sound. So you can tune them so they don't sound like preset.
No, like Logic's compressors are...
Yeah,
I've used a lot of third party, you know, several $100 per plugin compressors, and I can get them to sound different. I would not ever say that they are demonstrably better. Logic's compressors are natural, and the reverbs are good.
A lot of the EQ settings are very good.
The EQs are great,
and have always been, and are very fine tunable. So all that stuff, I think
it's all still there.
It's all still there. I really, I think I can see the live loops being really popular with people that make electronic music. In the sense, as in dance music, not
sure.
You know, two guitars and a bass.
Yeah,
music. because I can see you building a live track. I can even see circumstances in which a DJ could use the live loops and even the sampler settings in a live environment when we are allowed to do those again. And I think that is probably where Apple is now parking its tank on Ableton's lawn with things like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, for sure. No, that sampler, you're right. It replaces the old EXS20 or the still in existence EXS24 sampler plugin.
Much loved, I think, is what you
much loved. Well, for good reason. And it will import all of your stuff, like all of your EXS24 samples. That's the plugin that people have been using for 7 years in Logic. I think it's been around since the beginning, but some part of the last 7 years to do all their samples and create their instruments. And now the new sampler plugin makes it way easier. Like, I've looked at EXS24 before and been like, yeah, not for Dave, but, but the new sampler plugin, no, it pulls it all into a single window. You can have very sophisticated multi-sample instruments, but it's so easy. You can even take like a voice memo on your iPhone, and because that's all linked with iCloud, you can just drag it into Sampler, and
I think that's so cool. When I was writing that, I thought that was so cool.
And it will take, like, it'll figure out what pitch your sample is at, extract from that, figure out where in the waveform it should start and end, but of course you can adjust that. And then it'll make samples for all of your, or it'll adapt the sample to all of, you know, all the pitches on the scale. And now you've got whatever that instrument was. And the auto sampler, which they've sort of, it's not new, but it's new to Logic. It came from MainStage. Makes that happen even faster. I heard a story about a man who had his sampler recorded his mother, his late mother, playing their old grand piano in their house.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And, you know, this is this is a thing that mattered to him, but he had never bothered to turn it into a patch or a sample because taking each note and like doing all that stuff. Now he just took it and played it into the new stuff here in Logic, and it sussed out, oh, that's this note. Okay, so I'll apply that sample to this note. I'll apply this sample to that note. And it just did it, like, you know, overnight, and now it's done. Now he's got his mom playing their old piano as a sample that he can use, and Logic did all the work for him.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. So it's worth playing with, because you will almost certainly be surprised at how simple this makes these kinds of things.
Can I ask, Dave, have you had a chance to play with it with any MIDI instruments as opposed to a microphone recording either directly using the samples that are preset or playing music live straight into Logic?
Only if you count like the iPads as a control surface, a MIDI instrument. But no, I have not. No, I
haven't either. I'm quite keen to see how that all works, because I can see that working really well with live loops and the sampler as well.
Totally. Yeah. No, it's cool. And it all comes together. The drum machine designer, which is not new, now includes a quick sampler plugin, right? So you can sample your own stuff. And in fact, this is something I haven't yet done, but what I want to do is go play a drum groove live into, you know, 8 tracks of Logic, and then sample that into drum machine designer. And if it works the way I understand it will, it will actually create a MIDI file of me playing a MIDI file based on what I played of the samples that it made of the things that of the drums that I played. And then you can, obviously, once it's MIDI, you know, you can nudge it all around even easier than you can when it's an audio file. And to be fair, Logic makes it pretty easy to nudge audio files around too. Like, if I hit a cymbal crash a little too early, I can, you know, you can get in there and just nudge it late, which is great. So, yeah,
wow.
It's cool.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. No, Logic, I've used a lot of different DAWs, especially as a drummer. You know, there was never an easy way to punch in and out, like to re-record this section of a song or one fill or something like that. It was always, especially in the analog days, it was nearly impossible. Mm-hmm. You always just said, well, we can try it, but it'll probably mess it up. So we'll probably have to retake the whole, you know, the whole song.
The whole thing. Yeah.
Digital audio workstations have fixed that, Pro Tools among them. But the ability to create what they call comps, which is where you record multiple takes and then choose which parts from which take you want to keep. Mm-hmm. Logic beats everything else like by miles, because all I have to, now when I record a song, I record it three times without even getting up from my drums. Then I go sit down at Logic and I listen back and I'm like, oh, that fill that I played in the second take, that's better than the thing I did in the third take. So all I do is I swipe with my mouse across the, you know, the waveform of where that fill is in the second take. And because I've linked all eight of my drum tracks together, my, you know, bass drum, my snare, my overheads, my toms, it does the crossfades for all eight tracks simultaneously in real time. And I can just listen to it and adjust it and be like, okay, yeah, that sounds perfect. It's fascinating. And this is not new. That's not part of Logic 10. I mean, it is part of Logic 10.5, but it's been there for a long time. They really have it down. So it just it saves a lot of time.
That even works, by the way, doing just spoken word. You keep talking. I've done different recordings of different things, where even, you know, videos for the Mac Observer and so on. And when I inevitably fluff my lines at one point, you carry on and you go back to the bit you did before, and it's all there. You can cut and paste the best, your best hits, as it were.
And no one knows. One's the wiser. Yeah.
And here's my one gripe, because obviously I can't let the show go without having a little gripe. We spent a lot of time discussing how nice all this stuff is. So I think it's because there is so much new stuff, but they've also managed to keep things pretty comfortable. I wonder if it's not as obvious as it is where the new things are. Is that fair, Dave? Do you think I'm being a bit disingenuous?
No, I think you're being absolutely right. I think the new things are obvious if you used the features either that they replace or that they extend. Okay. But if you're like me and you've never used EXS24 before, like knowing where to go to find sampler, I know, because I've messed with it and it's a plugin and that's how you use these things. And if you'd used it before, I'd be like, yeah, dude, that's obvious. That's right where it is. But no, you're totally right. And there are, thankfully, there are some articles and some tutorials that people have put online to sort of enhance and show this stuff. And we can link to a few of those in the show notes too.
I'll make sure you get those.
Because that's, you're totally right, Charlotte. That's not, I'd say that's spot on.
All right. Now, the thing that I wanted to put out for people who, like me, maybe don't have audio software like this installed on their machines, don't spend a lot of time with it. Logic is a thing that is used, like, I know this is oversimplifying probably, Dave, but this is used to make records. Like, people who go into studios, bands you've heard of, records you've bought, have been produced using this software, right? This is professional grade audio editing.
100%. Yes. Okay. It's in pro studios. You've got, you know, Pro Tools certainly is a common thing to see. Mm-hmm. Logic, in my experience, is equally as common. In fact, it's not uncommon for the same studio and the same engineer to want to use both at different times.
Oh, okay.
Depending on their investment in hardware, Pro Tools is very much married to the hardware platform, slightly less so now than it was, say, 10 years ago. But but there's a lot of that. So if you've got an investment in that hardware, and really it's, you know, a time investment into a platform. If you know how to do a thing better in one versus the other, you would use it. But records that we hear all the time are made with Logic, and not just Billie Eilish's latest one that she did with an $80 microphone and stock Logic plugins, you know, on her brother's laptop in hotel rooms. Though that also is one, right?
You know,
but yeah.
If you look at, there's actually a video I put up on the MacObserver.com that Apple shared, and obviously Apple is, you know, PRing Apple, and that's fine. But if you look at, it was of a record producer whose name escapes me for the moment. I'll include the link in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll have it.
Look at his setup in a professional high-end studio, Logic is right there on his setup.
All right.
Absolutely.
So, and that's what I wanted to talk about. So, Dave, if somebody has decided perhaps that GarageBand isn't doing what they want and they want to get into Logic, what does this cost?
Yeah, good question. First of all, Logic will import your GarageBand sessions, so you don't have to recreate your work. You just get to continue your work, so that's great. Good. Logic is, as we said, this update is free, but Logic itself is $199 for new. But there is a 90-day free trial available right now, so that would be definitely the place to start. If you are involved in education in a way that you can justify qualifying for education pricing, however, the Pro Apps Bundle for Education is also $199, which includes Logic and Final Cut Pro and Mainstage and Motion and Compressor. So if you have any way of qualifying for that, I highly recommend that you leverage that while that opportunity still exists.
Yes. Yes. And I know just enough about all of those programs to know that if there is a way for you to get in on them for $200, that's an excellent, excellent plan. Do it.
Yeah, right. Any one of them is, well, I mean, Mainstage is only $30, but, Final Cut Pro.
Motion?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And that was kind of the thing I wanted to underscore here, was that these are all very pro-grade tools. These are things that people are actually, this isn't like I'm building houses, but with Lego. Like, no, this is actual stuff that people use to make actual records. Yeah. So if it's a thing that you're interested in, we will probably have more about it on the site. And there will be links in the show notes to the stuff that we talked about here. So I want to thank both of you for being here today to talk to me about Logic. I didn't know any of this stuff and it sounds really interesting. So I will probably want to find out more. So maybe we'll talk about it again. If you have questions, because you too want to find out more about digital audio workstations, you can get us at Mac Observer by emailing observations@macobserver.com, going to TMO Daily on Twitter, or just leaving comments in the show notes. Thanks both of you for being here today. Dave, thank you for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is great.
And Charlotte, thanks so much for being here as always.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm off to make a hit record.
All right.
Same.
Awesome. All right. I can't wait to play him on the show. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.